Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 4th day of January, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 36 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 37 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we got something like some half snow, half rain thing going here, and the pressure's come back up. It's just, everything's just weirder than hell, but at least it's moisture, I suppose. I guess I ain't going to complain. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. Manhattan DA won't prosecute Andrew Cuomo over New York nursing home COVID deaths. No murders. And we're going to talk about it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Manhattan DA won't, the DA, he just don't want to, just like with Hillary, no DA would prosecute Andrew Cuomo because he's fucking one of the fucking corporate international elite and they're above the fucking, any thought of the law. And the truth is that the law's been removed from this fucking country. They're operating on corporate fucking policy, which says they can fucking kill people at fucking will, evidently. Anyway, Manhattan DA won't prosecute Andrew Cuomo over New York nursing home COVID, not deaths, fucking murders, man. And it was, goddammit, it's blatant fucking murder. In your face fucking murder. Oh, but, he had to fucking resign. How many people did you kill to have to fucking resign, Mangala, you sick son of a bitch? Anyway, this is from ABC7. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office will not file criminal charges again in connection with the handling of, it's not the handling of the coronavirus, it's what this dirty bastard did. He murdered people. I was saying the other day, I want to see the goddamn crime these motherfuckers can't commit right out in the goddamn open and just fucking, the DA won't prosecute them and the people can't because we took their fucking courts away. You've took our courts away, you fucking declared war on us. We're at fucking war, people. You better understand that. These son of a bitches can kill you and fucking go, on fucking film they can kill you. And fucking walk away from it. That means they're killing you. You got to kill them back or you lose the fucking war. Will not file criminal charges in connection with the handling of coronavirus deaths. Fucking coronavirus. In New York nursing homes during the tenure of former Governor Andrew Cuomo. His representative said Monday, I could have told you that the day they were, when they went from fucking you know, these 4,000 fucking, or however many it was, maybe it was 40,000, it was a whole fucking ton of people the son of a bitch killed, and they went to the stinky finger defense, the fucking Bill Clinton stinky finger defense. And then that's all that they, and then they wouldn't talk about it much. Not, well, we can't prosecute. We can't prosecute that. We can't prosecute those murders. All you people out there who lost your fucking loved ones to this fucking cocksucker, it's on you. If he's to be punished, you'll have to do it. Cuomo's spokesman forwarded a statement from an attorney who represented the governor's office. I was contacted today by the head of the elder care unit from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, who informed me they have closed its investigation involving the executive chamber and nursing homes. The statement read, I was told that after a thorough investigation, as we have said all along, there was no evidence to suggest that the laws, any laws were broken. Well, it ain't against the law for these corporations. It ain't against their corporate policy to kill, you fucking goyim. You fucking ordinary fucking, you stupid ass fucking, I'd call you citizens, but that's what you call yourself. You fucking property, you fucking subjects. It's not against the law for the fucking monarch or the sovereign to kill the fucking subject, is it? It's not, the law they're talking about is their corporate policies, the policy of the corporate United States Corporation. It is against the law to kill people under our fucking law, under the Supreme Superior Absolute Law of December 15, 1791. It's against any one of these peoples whose relative was fucking killed by this motherfucking murdering son of a bitch would be able to go into the fucking court, and the court would have no choice. Wouldn't nobody, the DA just says, hey, we can, the DA's to protect them. See, you got it. Only the DA can prosecute. Bullshit. Only the people can prosecute. The government never had the fucking authority to prosecute in the goddamn common law. In our fucking autonomy, our self-governments, that self-government means they stay the fuck out of our business. But they've removed your courts. So what do you got left? You got that second fucking article. All you people who lost your loved ones, you got the second article. That's your only goddamn way, route to justice. Investigation involving the executive chamber and nursing homes, the statements read. Oh, man. Cuomo had come under fire for a policy. It was a policy. It was a policy, people. Corporate policy, not fucking law. Nothing to do with the goddamn law. And you cannot write a fucking policy that violates the law, that fucking kills people. He was within the bounds of the... That's how these pigs have been doing for how many fucking years? Yeah, he shot him in the back with his hands up. That's our policy. Well, I guess if it's your fucking policy, then it's fucking okay, even if it violates the fucking law and violates the law of nature. Murder! For a policy, come under fire for a policy early in the COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19, these people had the fucking flu, and they put them in the goddamn nursing home with fucking, all together with fucking people who didn't have the flu, but did have bad underlying conditions, and fucking killed them. They fucking reported this on the fucking mainstream stupid box. They showed the fucking places it happened. They showed the fucking dead people. Pandemic that returned nursing home residents to the facilities upon discharge from the hospital, even if they hadn't tested negative. And it wasn't because they, you know, negative COVID test. They were fucking still, had the goddamn flu. You don't put somebody in the flu in a fucking nursing home where people are recovering from fucking having a lung removed for cancer or a fucking a liver transplant or what might have you. A fucking cold will kill them. They know this shit. Cuomo knew it. This motherfucker murdered with impunity. Will he walk your streets? Will you people who lost your loved ones, are you going to allow this? He came under additional... Now, see, here we go. Here's the fucking... let's play the fucking game with them. Let's argue the fucking second article because outlaws don't obey the fucking law. That's why we don't win. No, you can't fucking do it. You're in violation of the fucking law. You're criminals. Blatant fucking criminals. And we are blatantly negligent in our fucking duty to fucking enforce our fucking law on these pricks. These son of a bitches should be hanging right now. He came under additional scrutiny when the New York Attorney General found his office undercounted nursing home deaths. Oh, you undercounted how many fucking people you killed? You murdering son of a bitch. The state assembly considered whether it could be grounds for Cuomo's impeachment. Fuck, you might get impeached. I mean, you murder some thousands of people, you might get him fucking impeached. Ooh, better to resign and just walk away from a fucking murdering motherfucker. This is like Jeffrey Dahmer walking. Before deciding to take no action, the former governor resigned, and amid accusations, see, this is why he resigned, not because he fucking murdered fucking thousands of people. The former governor resigned amid accusations of sexual harassment. This is the fucking Bill Clinton fucking hide the cigar fucking goddamn defense, man. Just bring up a whole bunch of mud and fuck sling it everywhere, and then say, well, we ain't gonna prosecute those people that were killed. We're not gonna prosecute for those people that were murdered. Their families can't prosecute for them because we are unlawfully running an administrative and admiralty jurisdiction in the United States of a fucking America. And being the captain of the ship, that'd be the DA. Only one person can fucking file charges? Really? Is that fucking right? The only one person can take something to the grand jury? That belongs to us, absolute people. And if you don't know that, you're fucking stupid. Fuck that DA. That DA can't operate in a goddamn common law, fucking with a common law grand jury. These people who've lost their loved ones should be able to go into the fucking common law court, file a criminal fucking action against the guy for murder of their fucking relative, provide the fucking affidavits, and then it goes over to the common law grand jury, which the fucking sheriff, who's an elected sheriff, who isn't fucking sworn into the goddamn legislators of the fucking corporation, and they should pick out fucking the grand jurors and put them in a fucking room where no fucking body from the fucking government can fucking enter. And they should look at what happened, and all they have to do is look, oh, yeah, he did. He ordered this shit. Well, he didn't have the authority to order that, did he? Even if he did have the authority, he fucking ordered it, knowing those people were sick. Look at all there's a lot of death here. I think they would return an indictment that motherfucker would have to answer, don't you? And what do you think a goddamn trial would consist of, you know, with a fucking jury of six fucking prostitutes and six ditch diggers who know that they fucking, that their lives are fucking just pretty much fucking counted out in this goddamn son of a bitch and corporate fucking fraud. That's all you can call it, corporate fucking fraud. The corporations have to be destroyed. They have to be destroyed, every fucking one of them. And this goddamn the United States is a fucking corporation. The corporations have to go because they're taking away from the fucking individual free sovereign nationals' rights as a free individual. You can't get together with a bunch of motherfuckers and pool a more of a right than one person has. One person is equal to everybody in this fucking country, in fact. And as far as the fucking what was supposed to be the government, it was supposed to be that one person was fucking above everybody, including that fucking president. And if they fucked up and they fucking committed a crime against you, you went to the highest court in the land, your court, the people's courts, the goddamn common law courts. You went to that son of a bitch and as an individual, and you charged him as an individual. And there was no fucking, well, I'm sorry, I wrote this fucking, we're exempt from prosecution. We can fucking murder. This is saying that they can fucking murder you. And, well, the DA, who is a fucking communist, who fucking wants you fucking dead. I mean, these are the same people who are trying to force the death shot on you because they love you and want to save your fucking life. Don't forget about that. The DA, one fucking man, is bullshit. Every single individual free sovereign national has the right, the absolute right, to file fucking criminal or civil fucking actions in the common law fucking court, which is the highest court in this goddamn land, and they know it. They've just bought the Queen's fucking goddamn esquires over here and set up a private fucking system of fucking law, and they're enforcing it with private fucking goddamn fucking force. These son of a bitch in this goddamn Blackwater USA wasn't elected by the fucking people. They're unelected fucking murderers. They're murder for hire. District attorneys are investigating claims that they're in their individual jurisdiction. civil inquiry into the allegations. The U.S. Department of Justice is, oh boy, now we got the bit, you know, the ones that turned Hillary loose. Fucking that bitch fucking committed every fucking crime that would put it. What do you think about the guy that was on the submarine, took one fucking picture, did 7 years in prison for it, and then you think about what that bitch did. I can't remember the asshole's name. He stood up there and fucking listed a fucking list, like a laundry list of the fucking high crimes, fucking treason that bitch committed. And, oh, no reasonable DA would fucking call a grand jury on this. See, this is how they're fucking protected. Because they in their fucking unlawful fucking administrative admiralty, the only one that can take something to the grand jury is the DA. You got this one fucking guy, he has all the fucking power in the county. No, that is not how it fucking works. He does not have the power in the county. That is straight up fucking in your face treason. It is an attack on your fucking Bill of Rights, people. If you can't file a fucking charge, remember, this hasn't been that long ago, just like into the 70s. Remember you had to have somebody who signed the fucking charge? That's when they started bringing the DAs in. The DAs, everything, all the programs, all the DAs, and Perry Mason and all this fucking happy lying ass horse shit. The DA, you'd have to go, you know, you'd file your complaint and the DA would prosecute it. And then it became, well, you know, like I said all along, you know, if you right up until the verdict, you could always drop your fucking complaint. This is when they were doing the transition from the fucking American fucking common law to the Roman civil law. But right up to the fucking conviction, you could fucking withdraw your fucking complaint. And only you could do it. And only you, and they had to have a complainant. And then there was all the women. The women are being misused. And the women are afraid to come forth. They're afraid, so we're going to fucking violate the fucking law. We're going to violate the highest law in this fucking land, ratified December 15, 1791, by the fucking people. The only fucking law ever ratified by we, the fucking people. And we're just going to say that, you know, well, you're dropping the charges against your husband. You figured out that all we're going to do is fucking make your life worse. I mean, you and your husband got in a fight because over money or something. So we're going to make it fucking worse on you. The state's going to pick up their charge. That state cannot charge a fucking American national, motherfucker. It's a piece of paper. And it has no jurisdictional authority over the fucking human being and their individual rights and freedoms under that fucking Bill of Rights. Written, ratified, absolute fucking law with the people's fucking jurisdiction behind it. This is what you get for not enforcing the law. The fuck, they'll kill 4,000 or 5,000 of you, 40,000 of you. Fuck it, don't matter. What's it, but look at what fucking Bush did in goddamn Iraq. They went over there to a country that had done nothing to nobody and fucking turned it back to the third fucking world so that they could give the oil over to fucking Jews. To the goddamn Israelis. To the fucking Zionist Jews. That was a goddamn fucking crime against humanity. That was goddamn genocide against the Iraqi people. Well, fuck. No big problem, old man fucking Bush. He fucking risked his life with comfort. Somebody wiping his ass. And Bush Jr., fucking, you think that motherfucker suffered even the pain of a fucking, traffic ticket for the fucking genocide committed in fucking Iraq against the Iraqi people? Because he hasn't. This is a rogue fucking, the evil empire, if it ever exists, it's right fucking here. And everybody knows it. And they want to make it fucking international. They want that goddamn New World Order. They want that one world government. They're already talking, they're legislating out there in cyberspace some fucking where. Oh, this is when the United Nations is going to come in. We're going to say when it's an emergency, whether you have rights or not. You fucking try it, blue helmet. I'll blow a hole right through your fucking blue helmet. You motherfuckers are going to, you're going to come to our fucking law and you're going to do what you're fucking, you are going to fucking be punished. You are going to fucking stand trial. You are going to be punished. You've declared war. Fire, we fire and we at each other and we kill each other. That's fucking war. This fucking shit here, This is how they fight, people. This is how these cowards like Cuomo, always trying to act like he's tough, said, I beat that motherfucker right into a bloody fucking pulp, and his fucking little brother who thinks he's so fuck, Chris Cuomo. That little punk bitch. You're a punk bitch, Chris Cuomo. You fucking punk. You murdering son of a bitches. Now, are the people in New York going to stand for this shit? Or is somebody going to exact justice on this motherfucker? Within the past few weeks, both Westchester District Attorney Marlon Roach and acting Nassau County District Attorney Joyce Smith announced they would be filing charges against Cuomo, even though both found the accusations Listen to this. Within the past few weeks, both Winchester District Attorney Miriam Roach and acting Nassau County District Attorney Joyce Smith announced they would not be filing charges against Cuomo, even though both found the accusations to be credible. Isn't that exactly what Hillary got? Have we a fucking goddamn this ruling class that fucked us? They can kill us at will. We better start killing back, I think, don't you? This is fucking war. It says, isn't that the same thing they said about old Hillary? Yeah, she did it, goddamn. She fucking committed high crimes, misdemeanors, and even worse, treason, high treason. You fucking name it, she did it. But, well, and it's all credible, but no, the DAs just don't want to do it. Well, the DAs don't have the goddamn authority. Read the fucking Bill of Rights. They cannot have the fucking judicial authority in this country. This country is the only fucking law on this land, for this land, is the fucking Bill of Rights, which is the common law for the United States of America. They put that, when they let them put that 10 miles, it's only going to be in this, we'll keep it in that 10 mile square, honest we will. Honest, we will. Just let us bring the admiralty, the law of the sea, onto your fucking land. And then that fucking king who fucking rules the sea can come on in here and fucking, well, it was a king then. It's a fucking fat little cunt sitting on the throne right now. And that's how fucking, Albert Pike, I'm sure he's fucking smiling right now. That killed, this motherfucker murdered people and fucking not even going to be a fucking traffic ticket for the bastard. Are you going to leave it like that in New York? I guess it's up to you. Biden DOJ issues gun control orders. Well, just issued some gun control orders. What well-regulated militia being necessary to the free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, fucking period. But, except when Biden DOJ issues gun control orders, fucking fuck you. Your orders are unlawful. They are a fucking crime. They are high crimes and fucking misdemeanors. They are treason. They are sedition. And you fucking know it. You are in violation of our law, of our jurisdiction. We are the power in this country, motherfucker. That just comes up. I wonder how long it took the retard to fucking memorize what he had to say, even if he was looking at the fucking teleprompter. This is from Patriot Rising. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenchesworldreport.com. The Justice Department on Monday announced a new federal gun control rule. A rule? A rule that's going to overrule our law? No shit! You think so? That's what the fucking king thought too. And you're about to get what that son of a bitch got right in the fucking face. A rule. We got rules for you. I'm not a little child. And I'm not in your fucking custody, you cocksuckers. I'm an individual, free, sovereign national. I fucking make the rules for me. And so long as I'm violating no one's else's rights, fuck, I do as I goddamn well please. That's what liberty means. That's what freedom is. And if there is a conflict, we settle it in our common law fucking courts, and you have nothing to say about it, government. You're not government to begin with, but if it would have been the fucking... Hard to talk about, huh? Because they replaced what was they fucking threw at us as their first fucking lie in 1871, didn't they? Well, we're going to rewrite this thing again because you guys really got us on that 1791 fucking Bill of Rights, man. We got to write some, we're going to write our way and then we're going to just, we're going to appoint the judge. We're going to remove your court so you can enforce your law. and then we're going to put fucking goddamn the Uniform Commercial Code, make that fucking replace the fucking Bill of Rights, and we're going to we're going to write the 14th Amendment, changing you from free individual sovereign nationals to goddamn fucking subjugated fucking property. And that's what they fucking did. And it's just a handful of them. But nobody fucking stopped them. That was the problem. What, because people were too stupid? No, because the people that were in the know, it's like Rothschild said, Baron von Rothschilds. I care not who makes the laws, so long as I control the currency. And that has been the fucking downfall of this country. That and the stupid motherfuckers that go out there, they watch 10 minutes of fucking mainstream propaganda a day, and then they go about their fucking doing their business, you know, fucking going on vacation and going and doing this. It's all coming to a halt. You're going to fucking see. You think you're immune from this shit? You're crazy. You are going to, it's going to bitch slap you, curb stomp you. It's going to hit you like a fucking freight train because it's a coming. The Justice Department on Monday announced a new federal gun control rule. Look up rule and look up law aimed at ensuring gun owners have secure storage. Because see, we're ensuring that gun owners have secure storage devices. We're doing it for you, buddy. You fuck off, buddy. I don't want your goddamn devices. I want my fucking guns where I can access them immediately because I know what the fuck you are and I know what the fuck you're doing. I know what the fuck you think you're going to do. And I know what's going to fucking stop you, too. And you know what's going to stop. This is desperation. I mean, I'm supposed to get pissed off and be yelling about this, by the way. I mean, fuck you. I don't care. You can tell your goddamn license. And people that went and fucking joined, I mean, they became a part of the government when they took a fucking government license. We all know it. We understand how it works. We watched it with your coronavirus that doesn't exist. You could force the fuckers with the licenses, but you couldn't force the fucking free people, could you? You couldn't force the fucking individual. You're trying to use... See, this is that fucking other fucking army that fucking Obama wanted. A civilian security force. We have it already, buddy. It's called the unregulated fucking militia. And it makes your fucking goddamn forces look like fucking ant. An ant to an elephant. And we will smear your ass. And then you can bring your fucking chinks over here from fucking China and we'll smear their fucking ass. We'll kill and kill and kill until you're all fucking dead. And we have back control of our fucking nuclear arsenal. Then we're going after you internationally. You monarchies are going to go down. Your own people are fucking trying to take... See, the people are watching the things over there in fucking... I think it was Switzerland last one, I seen, or Amsterdam or some fucking place. They're sicking the dogs on them. Sick a dog on me, you motherfucker. Where do you live? I'll find out where you fucking live, you son of a bitch. You come fucking with me in my private life, I'll come fucking with you in your private life. You sick in the head. Go ahead.
How you doing, man, Jamal?
Hey, brother, how's it going?
Yep, you're 100% right, man. Once again, 100% right, and I'm loving what I hear. And what you're saying, it hit me like a ton of bricks because just over the holidays, I was talking to some family and everything, and family of my own, and it reminded me when you said, you know, these people that, you know, watch 10 minutes of mainstream bullshit and they, you know, going on their vacation and they preach to you, oh, just, be, you know, try to stay positive, stay happy with all this shit going on. They don't want to look at anything. Nope. And, you know, they don't want to pay attention to shit going on. But, you know, somebody's got to, right? And I try to tell people, I try to wake people up to things.
Well, I guarantee you to wake them up.
What's that?
I guarantee it's going to wake them up when it hits them in the ass.
Yeah, that's exactly what I told them. That, you know, they're gonna you know, play soft for this whole thing until they can't anymore, and they're gonna wish that there were people who, you know, did something.
Yep.
Nobody wants to fucking do anything, but they're gonna wish that somebody did on a day they're gonna regret to see.
Oh, you can hear them any time.
That's my promise.
You can hear them any time that you want to hear them. Somebody needs to do something about this. This is outrageous. Somebody needs to do something about this. Look in the goddamn mirror. Where do you think somebody's come from?
Exactly. And this is what I told them. And specifically speaking about people like Cuomo and everything, this son of a bitch, and saying, you know, how is it that we have these people walking around and we're not doing anything to them?
Exactly.
You know, we're not doing anything to these fucking people. They walk around, you know, with their nose in the air laughing at everybody because they know everything they got away with, that they get away with. But, you know, I do see things changing little yep. by little. Believe me, I hear people talking, and some of these people who were so very dedicated to Back to Blue and a lot of that kind of shit, they're starting to change their tune. And specifically because of that video that you mentioned, the in Amsterdam, I believe it was,
yep.
where they were putting the dogs on people. And I showed this to people, and I'm trying to, you know, explain to them, and I see them changing, you know. It's only a matter of time before they realize that when they stand for their rights, or not even stand for it, but when they see the people come to take it from them, who it's going to be. It's not going to be Cuomo himself. It's not going to be Biden.
Nope.
It's going to be their enforcers.
Uh-huh. It's going to be paid goddamn mercenaries because they're not lawful.
Exactly.
They can't be in this fucking country. It's goddamn, that's admiralty is what, I mean, the paid mercenaries. They're not elected officials. They're not a part of this fucking, our autonomy, and they know it. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Go ahead, sorry.
These bastards like Cuomo and them, they're going to have their day. I promise you that, man. They're going to have their day. It's a slow start, but it is going to start.
I think it is.
There's a lot of people who, yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think it is. You know, it's you know, it was 1765 when the Boston Massacre occurred. It was 10 years later when fucking Lexington and Concord occurred. I mean, it'll just be a spark that sets it off, and that quick, man, this whole goddamn country's gonna. I mean, it's gonna explode into a fire NATO. Everybody has got so much built up anger and fucking anguish over this fucking shit. And man, so as long as they pick up that goddamn Bill of Rights, the thing is we can wipe these son of a bitches out under the law. Using the law. You're not like a insurgency. You're just enforcing the fucking law. Like you're supposed to. Like we're all supposed to.
Yeah.
That's what drives me insane.
They got these people hating what they're supposed to be protected by and enforcing what they want.
Yep.
It's really crazy. But like I said, eventually people are going to realize what's been done to them. And, you know, it's slow, going slow, but there's people right now losing a lot.
There's a lot,
you know, being lost in their lives. There's a lot being changed in their lives, and it's going to happen to their children, and there is going to be that spark, and I think that's going to come sooner than later.
I believe you're right.
I hope it does.
I believe you're right, and I believe that there's some, I don't know how many thousands of people that son of a bitch killed in those nursing homes, but I got to believe that all of their fucking families are there now. They just watched their fucking yeah. loved ones get murdered, and the son of a bitch, the DA, yeah, he finds all of it credible. He did it. But he's not going to get prosecuted. That's what they're telling you. Fuck off. You're just goyim. You don't matter. And with that, we're going to take our break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
The time that I spend alone. sailing on the cool and bright clear water. Lots of those friendly people, they're showing me ways to go, but I never want to lose their inspiration. Time for cool change. I know that it's time for a cool change. And now that my life is so prearranged, I know that it's time for a cool change. I was born in the sign of water, and it's there that I feel my best. The albatross and the whales, they are my brothers. It's kind of a special feeling when you're out on the sea alone, staring at the full moon like a lover.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1243 Pacific Time. And that was the Little River Band with Cool Change. And we need a cool change. We need to get this shit straightened out so we can have a fucking life again. So we can feel happiness. That's what it was fucking all about. That's what life's all about, people. These motherfuckers, man, I mean, you just look at them. They're so disgusting. They mountains of fucking wealth that they could buy any goddamn material thing in on this planet that they want. And 10 times over. 100 generations of it. But that's not what they want. They want fucking to be, they want to be able to go up to a man who's fucking 6'3", 250 fucking pounds that could stomp their fucking ass and make him kneel at their fucking feet. Because they have mammon. They think that, I tell you what, mammon don't have that kind of fucking power over this man. And there's a lot of motherfuckers in this country that it does not have that power over. All the people that have walked off their fucking jobs and said, nope, I'm not doing it. I don't give a fuck. I mean, and these people, the more that they get pushed down, fucking madder they get, and they're already fucking ready to, they got the bullets and they got the fucking guns. And the military, the people in the military that are getting pissed on, they're seeing it. Everybody's seeing it. Like Jamal said, everybody's fucking seeing it. If you can't see this, I mean, a mighty elephant in your fucking living room used to be the example. This has gone far beyond this. This is the whole goddamn room full of goddamn muddy elephants, and you're pushed up into a corner with the ass cheeks of one of them. I mean, you don't know this shit's going on. You ain't even trying. Or you're a fucking coward. One of the three. Okay, where are we at here? The department submitted the rule. The department submitted the rule to the Federal Register. If approved, the change will amend the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, blah, 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 90,000 fucking things. This unlawful fucking agency, not fucking sanctioned by we the fucking people, not fucking put in place by we the people, not consented to by we the people. Just like that goddamn constitution that they, your constitutional rights, you know that constitution that don't exist and your rights under that constitution. I mean, the Bill of Rights stands alone. It was law before it was ever attached to that goddamn constitution. It had already went through the process. It went to all the fucking states and the state legislatures who were elected by the people then, not now. So they can't even fucking, they couldn't even do an Article 5 change if they wanted to because they are a corporation. They're not the fucking republic that was created by, supposedly created by the goddamn Constitution. See, that's the thing. They're at the point that we're lawless here, people. If you can't figure that out, you're clear out of your mind. There has to be, I mean, for law to exist, it has to be in fact, and it can't be arbitrary. It can't be subject matter. It can't be something that can be, it can only be interpreted one way. Just like the Bill of Rights, when that goddamn Supreme Court, I don't know what the, I can't remember what the fucking ruling was just a while back. But they were talking about, we interpret this. You don't interpret our fucking goddamn rights. You don't interpret nature, motherfucker. That is written, ratified law that you cannot change. The ninth article says that no enumeration in the Constitution, which is was the only other document involved here, which isn't even involved because you fucking subverted the Constitution when you in 1871 when you created your corporation to replace a fucking republic. That every one of them should have been took out and shot that fucking day. Abraham Springsteen, when he declared fucking goddamn martial law in direct violation of the highest law of this land, the land and jurisdiction of we the people, he should have been taken out, and he should have been fucking hung by the fucking neck in the public square, and left there to fucking rot till his goddamn meat was eaten off his bones by the goddamn carrion, and the fucking, his bones dropped to the ground and the dogs hauled him off. That would have fucking settled it right there. But now, all these years later, because we've waited and they've entrenched and they've plugged more shit in, more communism. Now they're pumping communism and communists into this country from all over the fucking world. That's all right. That's all right. We're willing to kill them. We're willing to enforce our law. I am anyway, and I think there are about 40 million more that are sitting there fucking itchy trigger finger ready to fucking do it. It's our law. We will enforce it, and you will be fucking punished for the crimes you have committed against we, the people. But see, then let's go on this a little bit more. Gun safety is a Department of Justice priority, and we will continue to take all appropriate steps to help reduce the number of people killed and injured by the misuse of firearms, Mr. Garland said in a statement. You're going to go after all those cops that are fucking murdering people? You're going to go after them, son of, oh no. Just like Kelly Thomas, the guy putting the rubber glove on his fucking hand while this guy's just sitting there on the sidewalk. Kelly Thomas is sitting on the sidewalk, handcuffed. And he's putting a rubber glove on. I'm going to fuck you up, says he. And they beat that man to death right there on the goddamn sidewalk, and every fucking one of them walked. That is not a deterrent. That's an affirmation that do it. You can kill with impunity. Well, you can kill a handcuffed man, beat him to death with impunity. But when you go after a man with a fucking rifle in his hands that fucking knows what his fucking rights are and knows what his duty to his fucking country and to the law is, it's a totally different story. It's like that king marching to Concord. Oh, we're going to go confiscate someone. No, you were going there to terrorize the people because you thought that we didn't have the balls to fight you. You're about to find out the same fucking thing all over again, queen bitch. I hope they have this piped right into your fucking chambers and you listen every day, you cunt. Because your ass is going down. Every monarch in Europe is going down. You fuckers have taken too much from us. You went too far. You've crossed the fucking line and you're going to fucking pay for it. Now, for new guns, this isn't a big deal. New guns pretty much all come with gun locks, which should qualify under the regulation. Fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You have nothing to say about that first article. It is not it's not in your jurisdiction. Your jurisdiction lays 200 miles off the shores of this goddamn country, you motherfuckers. And it was only for war with foreign fucking countries. Or for controlling commerce between foreign fucking countries, which should have never been either. That commerce clause should have never been in there. That fucking general welfare clause. They've used two fucking open subject matter clauses to do all of this to us. And all we had to do is have enough stupid ass motherfuckers out there who don't know their ass from a fucking hole in the ground. My right's the right to vote. I'm going to go vote. I'll get them with vote. I'll vote. Hell, I'll vote. You better watch me. I'll vote. And it was always, I got a good lawyer. Now people are going, people come to me, I ain't shitting you, I kid you not. And they come to me and they fucking ask me, well, what's really going on here? Because they know that their fucking lawyer, I mean, they come in with a goddamn little card. It's like a grid card. Well, this is what they said you did, and this, you have this many prior convictions over here, and it comes down to a number. That's how many months or years in jail. That's the offer. That's your fucking lawyer. I mean, that's their fucking admiralty system. This is where we're going to put you as a piece of fucking property. And when that jail takes you in, or when that prison takes you in, they get a big wad of money. That's why we have the probation and parole fucking system. See, they kick your ass out on probation, and then as soon as you break that probation, back to jail you go, another big wad of money. Every time somebody comes into jail, they get a big wad of fucking money from the corporation. It fucking runs on goddamn human beings is what it runs on. Just like internationally with the fucking Jews. Blood for money. You send us fucking soldiers to put through the goddamn meat grinder that you fucking created and gave us and left it here for us, like in Afghanistan, like in Iraq, both fucking places. They left the goddamn, an army. The equipment. And it just like happened in goddamn Iraq that we said it 100 fucking times. All they did was went and changed their fucking clothes. Now they're the goddamn, now they've got a real fucking army to fight. And that fucking ordinance that we just left in fucking Afghanistan will be used to kill Americans dumb enough to think that they're joining the military for the United States of America. There ain't no such fucking thing, people. I'm sorry, dudes, but there aren't. The only way the army could ever be raised, even under the old Constitution, the Congress had to declare war, and the Congress had to raise an army. You didn't have a standing fucking army. The government never, this whole thing started out, they had nothing. That's why they told you didn't have to worry about their constitution and about them. They didn't have guns. Now they're wanting to get that, oh, the goddamn Walmart guy's gonna have a kid working at Walmart's gonna have a gun. He's gonna go through police training. And if he shoots you, you're just fucking shot because, the DA doesn't want to prosecute him. Well, we're gonna do our own goddamn prosecuting, you motherfuckers. You are gonna answer to our law. The highest law in this goddamn land. The only law in this goddamn land. The law of we the people. It's called the fucking Bill of Rights. Look it up. Ratified December 15, 1791 by we the people. By our fucking will. By our jurisdiction. That's how you will be prosecuted and that's how you will fucking die. And I know, man, when you're sitting in the cab, you were sitting in the cab. Right now the cab bird seat's getting a little hot, ain't it? I mean, they're scrambling. I mean, when they're doing crazy shit like this, I mean, just pumping this. Oh, we're saying they have put gun locks on the government. Fuck you. Yeah, you can go make your goddamn fucking, your goddamn cronies, because that's what you become when you go get a license. You become a government agent. You become the fucking enemy. You chose your side of the fucking fence. You didn't have to have a license to do business in this country in the private fucking sector. That private sector of we the people in our autonomy, you had your own system of fucking law. You could write your own fucking contracts with one another. I mean, you could perform partnerships, but it was all litigated within the common law, within our law. The government didn't have a goddamn thing to do with it. It's just like the fucking marriage licenses. What you got? You got you got your old lady, and you got the fucking government represented by that 501c3 fucking preacher. Doing business as a fucking church. That's a violation of the first article. That son of a bitch has got a rope coming too, doesn't he? Our people really fucking hate it when you fucking point that out. Somebody was talking about the, tithing to the churches. You guys just want that money. Fuck every church. Every fucking denomination has goddamn fucking facilities down on our southern border. Right now, they are receiving government grants to aid in the invasion of this fucking country. If you support those son of a bitches, you are a traitor to your people, and you are in violation of the fucking highest law in this land, and you are going to be punished. Count on it. Oh, I like this one. Beverly Hills residents panic by guns amid crime wave. This is so example. We got to have an international Stasi. This got to stop. And this is the rich people up in their gated community. Hell, they're coming right in. They're coming right into our past our gates. They're coming right into our fucking houses. Well, of course they are. Now you're getting a little glimpse of the jungle, aren't you? We've been living with this shit, man. Fucking, we've been defending ourselves. We don't call fucking for. Well, some do, but they're not fucking in the jungle. The 911 balls people. Where's your balls? Oh, it's here in my phone. I just push 911 and my balls appear. You see, but these people here, the fucking 911 balls ain't fast enough. And so, the rich and famous. Anyway, this is from Zero Hedge. The rich and famous in Beverly Hills are panic buying guns and ammo amid a dramatic increase in violent crime. Los Angeles Magazine spoke with Beverly Hills gun owner Russell Stewart, who said, since opening in July 2020, the store has seen upscale residents from Santa Monica to Hollywood Hills increasingly in a panic following several high-profile smash-and-grab and violent home invasion robberies. Welcome to the jungle. Stewart told the magazine that prominent actors, real estate moguls, and film executives flocked to his store to load up on self-defense firearms. You ain't been playing in the jungle very long. How well can you use your spear? This morning I sold 6 shotguns in about an hour to people that say, I want a home defense shotgun, he said. Everyone has a general sense of constant fear, which is very sad. We used to, We're used to this being Mayberry. And, of course, they got to explain what fucking Mayberry. Mayberry is the name of a idyllic fictional town from the Andy Griffith Show. And I could sit there and episode after episode show you fucking old Andy Griffith fucking violating the fucking Bill of Rights left and fucking right. Acting, I mean, this is how they started slipping that thin edge in, was shows like fucking the Andy Griffith Show. Acting like they have the authority to do these things. You didn't know complainant. Andy and fucking Barney just out there fucking with people without fucking jurisdictional authority to do so. Without a complaint. In violation of the fuck, you could hang fucking Barney Fife and Andy Griffith easily. Okay, the recent string of high-profile retail robberies and home burglaries has sent many Beverly Hills Hillbillies into panic. Wealthy folks are also purchasing bulletproof cars, safe rooms, employing armed guards, and even constructing walls with barbed wire around their properties. I guess the jungle's edging in on you, huh? The issue of the violent crime is nothing new to Los Angeles, but a spillover to the upscale, you know, to the ruling class, is starting to get to, hey, man, I am rich, I'm supposed to be protected here. Well, you will be as soon as you allow that nationwide Stasi, and then you're going to be fucked by it, too. There's only room for 500 million on this fucking planet. Don't forget that. It's written in stone in Georgia, on the Georgia Guidestones, motherfucker. You think you're going to make the grade? 500 million out of 7 billion? You better fucking take off your shoes and do a little counting. Where was I at there? Has put elites on edge. The increase in crime stems from an alarming cocktail of criminal justice reforms. Reforms, for instance, thieves can steal up to $950 in goods and receive a slap on the wrist. You couldn't do that under the common law, though, could you? You couldn't. And nobody could let them do that to you. Under the if you had your business and it was no fucking license and you were under the common law, you could prosecute them. You could fucking shoot the bastards down dead when they came in to fucking rob your fucking store. And then you would be judged by fucking the 6 fucking prostitutes and the 6 fucking ditch diggers who they came in and started grabbing everything out. So that's your property. And it used to be in this country, you catch somebody on your property, shoot that son of a bitch. And it was always the fucking old saying, you know, better fucking judge by 12 than carry by 6. But you got to have that judgment. You got to have that court. You have to have that jurisdiction. You have to have that. The only protection you can get in this goddamn country that you are going to get is if you get off your dead ass and quit being so fucking stupid. Get out that Bill of Rights. Get on that goddamn page and start enforcing the fucking law yourself. That's what, look at here. Even the fucking filthy rich are having to do it. I mean, they're starting to get a glimpse of the jungle, aren't they? Fuck, we've been living in this shit for fucking goddamn, 50, 60, 70 years? We've been living in this shit? You think somebody comes a-running every time that one of us is in trouble? They don't. We have to take care of it ourselves. And we gotta like it that way. Being as you've taken our common law away from us, that's the only way we can fucking exercise our jurisdiction. We return to fucking courts and watch how fast this country, it's not going to be like lickety split, but I guarantee you shit's going to change over fucking night. Those motherfuckers are going to be fleeing this country. Every one of them is going to fuck their own spider hole. Like Alex Jones up there talking about, even fucking that fat fuck talking about, oh, Trump, there's something wrong here. I really need to talk to my buddy Trump. You better talk to him, motherfucker. And I know you already have your spider hole all fucking picked out with all the gold you took from fucking people who are just wanting to be fucking free as you lied to them. As you lied to them, you told them about the left-right, false left-right paradigm. And then you became the right paradigm. You false right paradigm. You piece of shit. All of you fuckers. I mean, you're doing good. You got a fat wallet and stuff. But man, I'll tell you, it's temporary. Because the people have had enough of your shit. And like Jamal said, I see it around me too. People are fucking awakening. They're awakening in fucking hordes. They're seeing this as just, this ain't no fucking fun. And we're Americans, we like to have fucking fun. You can do a lot of things to Americans, but you start telling them what they can and cannot do when they're trying to have fun, and they will get fucking nasty on you. And then they'll go and read that Bill of Rights and see that you have no jurisdictional authority to do shit to them, and then they will take those fucking guns that they've been polishing and actually shoot your ass with them. Anyways, we're past top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, hey, rich folks there in Los Angeles, welcome to the jungle. And that is the Word from the Trenches.